Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. You may or may not know me from Hacker Public Radio, and it turns out we're throwing a party on New Year's Eve, and everyone's invited, whether you've listened to Hacker Public Radio or not, whether you've contributed or not, you should stop in on the Mumble server, mumble.openspeak.cc, port 64747. You can use any username you want. Drop in, say hi, eavesdrop, whatever you want to do. It'll be a lot of fun, and it's going for 24 hours. That's right, UTC minus 12, a whole UTC day. We'll be broadcasting all day, all night, and we want you to join us.
You're listening to TGTM News, number 84, recorded for December the 9th, 2012. You're listening to the Tech Only Hacker Public Radio Edition. To get the full podcast, including political commentary and other controversial topics, please visit www.talkgeekto.me.us. Here are the vital statistics for this program. Your feedback matters to me. Please send your comments to dg@deepgeek.us. The webpage for this program is at www.talkgeektome.us. You can subscribe to me on Identica as the username DeepGeek, or you could follow me on Twitter. My username there is DGTGTM, as in Deep Geek, Talk Geek to Me. And now the Tech Roundup. From TorrentFreak.com by Ernesto, dated November the 30th, 2012. Imagine BitTorrent piracy group SysOp jailed for 40 months. September last year, Imagine stopped distributing new films via their private BitTorrent tracker, Unleash the Net. As Imagine was one of the internet's leading BitTorrent release groups, their absence quickly led to rumors that the group had been busted by the feds. A few months later, confirmation arrived when the group was indicted by the U.S. government. In April, Jeremiah Perkins of Portsmouth, Virginia, Gregory Sherwanick of New York, Willie Lambert of Pennsylvania, and Sean Lovelady of California were all arrested and charged with several counts of criminal copyright infringement. Earlier this month, Lovelady and Lambert received 23 and 30 months prison sentences, respectively, and yesterday, 53-year-old Sherwanick was jailed for 40 months by Virginia District Court Judge Arenda Allen. In addition, Sherwanick was ordered to pay $15,000 in restitution to the MPAA. After he serves his prison sentence, Sherwanick will be placed on probation for 3 years, during which time he will be forbidden from possessing any electronic device with the capability of reproducing and distributing copies of copyright materials. The 40-month jail term is the longest for a file-sharing-related case in the United States. According to the U.S. government, Sherwanick deserved a higher sentence than the previously convicted defendants. As a SysOp, he was higher in rank than Lambert and Lovelady, who were administrator and moderator, respectively. Despite having a clean slate when it comes to criminal encounters with the law, the prosecution called for Sherwanick to be harshly punished, not least because he continued his work at Imagine for more than a year after his house was first searched. Rather than use the search of his residence as a reason to reconsider his participation in the Imagine Group and to end his role in the conspiracy to commit copyright crime, defendant Sherwanick and his co-conspirators continued and accelerated their illegal conduct in defiance of the law, United States Attorney Neil McBride wrote to the court. McBride further cited a report prepared on behalf of the major movie studios, which states that Imagine was responsible for 41% of all instances of English-language theatrical audio piracy from September 2009 to September 2011, which amounted to almost five times more releases than the next leading English-language release group. To read the rest of this article, follow links in the show notes. From TorrentFreak.com, dated December 1st, 2012, by Enigmax. Top BitTorrent sites have domains put on hold pending legal action. Earlier this week, Homeland Security's ICE unit announced a new round of domain seizures. Unlike previous operations that centered purely on the United States-held domains, this one was broader in scope. Dubbed Project Transatlantic, the seizures took place with help from European law enforcement agencies and Europol. Quote, recognizing the global nature of internet crime, this year the IPR Center partnered with Europol, who, through its member countries, executed coordinated seizures of foreign-based top-level domains such as .eu, .be, .dk, .fr, .ro, and .uk. This effort is titled Project Transatlantic and resulted in 31 domain name seizures, unquote, ICE announced. Prompted by this new development, Torrent Freak spoke with the owners of several BitTorrent sites to get their opinion on what this might mean for their sites. The general feeling was that ICE might be sending a message that no TLD is safe, even those in Europe. But despite the concern, what we didn't expect was any immediate action to seize domains. However, although not concrete, activity involving several top BitTorrent and other filesharing-related.eu domains in the past 24 hours has given cause for concern. Yesterday afternoon, the statuses of torrents.eu, fenope.eu, and btscene.eu were all forcibly changed by URID, the European Registry of Internet Domain Names. Rather than being simply marked as registered, the domains were flagged as on hold. Quote, this domain name has been registered and is on hold. It is active but may not be traded or transferred pending the outcome of legal activity, unquote, URID's notes explain. The domains are not seized or taken offline, but the owners are unable to make any changes while they are on hold. Similar status changes were also applied to several other related domains, including DDL linking sites separ.eu and downextra.eu, torrent site realtorrent.eu, and streaming link sites watchseries.eu and channelcut.eu. The changes took place within the space of a few minutes, starting at 16:31 and ending at 16:35 Friday afternoon. Other domains may have been affected, but so far those listed above are the only ones that we were able to find. To read the rest of this article, follow the links in the show notes. From TorrentFreak.com by Ernesto, dated December 6, 2012. Torrent Reactor launches proxy to circumvent torrent site censorship. This week, an Italian court ordered all internet providers to block access to the domain names and IP addresses of both torrentreactor.net and torrents.net. The verdict follows a police investigation that was initiated after complaints by the local music industry. Previously, courts had already ordered similar blockades against the Pirate Bay and Kickass torrents. The Torrent Reactor team are not amused by the blockade and have quickly taken action to allow their Italian users to regain access to the site. Quote, it is really sad to see authorities intervene with the free and open internet. Pressure from media conglomerates is not doing any good, and people should definitely defend their rights and freedoms, unquote, the Torrent Reactor team tells Torrent Freak. Over the past 24 hours, the site's operators have worked hard to get a proxy service operational, and it eventually went live a few hours ago. The proxy site, cum.in, allows people to access Torrent Reactor when it's blocked, and it also works with three other BitTorrent sites that are currently censored in Italy. Torrent Reactor is one of the most popular torrent sites in the country. According to the Italian prosecution, 600,000 locals visit Torrent Reactor each month, generating 4 million page views. In total, 14% of the site's users come from Italy. For the time being, these users can still reach the site through cum.in and other proxies, but the Torrent Reactor crew is encouraging the public to speak out against such censorship efforts. Quote, when a ruling like this is made, the public should oppose it and have their voice heard. We hope those in Italy and other countries can stand up and change the situation for the better, unquote, they say. The music industry won't be very happy with Torrent Reactor's move, and they are likely to ask for an injunction against cum.in as well. The same happened last year when the authorities shut down the general-purpose proxy site proxyitalia.com because it allowed Italians to access the Pirate Bay. And so the whack-a-mole continues. from TechDirt.com by Mike Masnick, did December the 5th, 2012. No surprise here, Congress passes unanimous resolution telling the ITU hands off the internet. One thing that's been somewhat universal in the U.S. is pretty much everyone's opposition to the whole ITU-WCIT charade going on in Dubai right now. It doesn't matter what political party they belong to, or what general views on technology or even the internet they hold, pretty much everyone recognizes, even if there are faults with the system today, giving the ITU more control will inevitably make things worse. So it should come as little surprise that Congress has passed another resolution. They did an earlier one in August that more or less said the same thing, unanimously, 397-0, telling the ITU to not even think about trying to take over any aspect of internet governance. This resolution first was approved in the Senate, and this is just the House concurring. Quote, resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring, that it is the sense of Congress that the Secretary of State, in consultation with the Secretary of Commerce, should continue working to implement the position of the United States on internet governance that clearly articulates the consistent and unequivocal policy of the United States to promote a global internet free from government control and preserve and advance the successful multi-stakeholder model that governs the internet today, unquote. Of course, such resolution is technically meaningless. It's mostly just a bit of warning that if the ITU does actually lead to significant changes in internet governance, the U.S. is unlikely to go along with them. In an age when it's rare to see bipartisan support of anything, it's nice to see pretty much everyone recognize the ITU process is dangerous and undesirable. From TechDirt.com by Mike Masnick, dated December the 6th, 2012. Kim.com cleared to pursue case against New Zealand for illegal spying. The latest in the saga of New Zealand's Government Communications Security Bureau, GCSB, their version of the NSA, illegally spying on Kim.com, is that he's been cleared to file a lawsuit against the GCSB for his activities, and the GCSB will be told to reveal some of the details of its secret electronic spying setup. Quote, the order for the GCSB to reveal top secret details came as the High Court at Auckland ruled the spy agency would now sit alongside the police in a case probing the unlawful search warrant used in the raid on .com's North Auckland mansion. Chief High Court Judge Helen Winkleman said the GCSB would have to confirm all entities to which it gave information sourced through its illegal interception of .com's communications. She said her order included members of Echelon, Five Eyes, including any United States authority. The Echelon Network is an international intelligence network to which New Zealand and the United States are members, along with Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. End block quote. You have to imagine that New Zealand officials are seriously regretting falling for the DOJ's version of the mega upload story without bothering to actually check the details, huh? Other headlines in the news. To read these stories, follow the links in the show notes. Newly released drone records reveal extensive military flights in the United States. Update: a new 25 GPU monster devours passwords in seconds. News from TechDirt.com, TheStand.org, HavanaTimes.org, WarStory.com, IndiesTimes.com, and AllGov.com, used under arranged permission. News from TorrentFreak.com, used under permission of the Creative Commons by Attribution License. News sources retain their respective copyrights. Thank you for listening to this episode of Talk Geek to Me. Here are the vital statistics for this program. Your feedback matters to me. Please send your comments to dg@deepgeek.us. The webpage for this program is at www.talkgeektome.us. You can subscribe to me on Identica as the username DeepGeek, or you could follow me on Twitter. My username there is DGTGTM, as in Deep Geek, Talk Geek to Me. This episode of Talk Geek to Me is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. This license allows commercial reuse of the work, as well as allowing you to modify the work, so long as you share alike the same rights you have received under this license. Thank you for listening to this episode of Talk Geek to Me.
Mm-hmm. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.